Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have City Forester for the City of Jamestown, Sherry Steckler, joining us. And Sherry, welcome to our show.
Good morning, Warren. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Sherry, we're going to take some time today and highlight some of the things that City Forestry did in Jamestown for 2018 and some of these past projects. But first, I'd just like to open it up and say, you know, we're going over this. You're stepping away as City Forester, and this will be a good chance to kind of highlight some of the things that were done and things people can look forward to when it gets nicer outside, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to go over some of these projects, and Sherry has a nice little rundown that we're going to make sure we get on newsdakota.com. But let's kind of start here with the complete landscape renovation of the retaining wall on the west side of the Civic Center, Sherry. This was a huge project for you guys.
Yes, thanks to a state forestry grant called the Community Family Forestry Grant, we were able to tear out old trees and shrubbery on that west side of the Civic Center, that retaining wall area, and install a variety of different shrubs, totaling 95 shrubs and 45 ornamental grasses.
Okay. I missed this completely too, Sherry. City Forestry didn't have a whole lot of budget to deal with in 2018. So a lot of these projects we'll talk about involve grants, right?
Right. Although we had $0 in the budget last year to purchase trees, we were still able to plant approximately 500 trees and shrubs and hundreds of perennials and ornamental grasses on city property.
It's amazing. So if you see anything that City Forestry did, more than likely happened thanks to grants and personal things or personal donations, personal dedication to those projects.
Yes, we were awarded grants through the state of North Dakota. Also, we had many private benefactors and organizations that helped donate to make all of these projects possible.
Perfect. And here's another one too, Sherry, that I had no idea about. As soon as you told me about it, I was like, when did that happen? But Community Orchard was built in 2018 too, right?
Right. And I don't think a lot of people know about it because the planting happened very late in the season.
Right.
We were awarded that Community Orchard grant by the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. Over 100 fruit trees and shrubs were planted in the green space of the public parking lot east of First Avenue North and south of Second Street Southeast. We planted a variety of apple, pear, plum, cherry trees. A wide array of smaller fruit varieties were planted, including honeyberry, raspberry, currants, gooseberry, two varieties of grapes. Of particular interest, a hardy variety of peach called Contender.
Okay.
And an Arctic kiwi vine were planted in the orchard. And this is open to our citizens, and I hope that everyone in the community takes advantage of this resource. It's a great opportunity for families to get fresh fruit. Hopefully everybody takes advantage of that.
So being a community orchard then, Sherry, then, like you said, individuals are encouraged to use that and see that, and we should start seeing that grow pretty soon, right? We probably won't see fruits and everything for this year necessarily, but in the future, right?
Right. I think the shrubs should start bearing fruit, and you may get a few apple trees here and there to start out with, but after 2 to 3 years of establishment, they'll see a lot bigger harvest.
Perfect. Very good. So check out the Community Orchard again in the public parking lot east of First Avenue North and south of Second Street Southeast. Sherry Steckler again, the City Forester, joining us on Let's Talk About It. And this is another huge project, Sherry, that we wanted to go over. And it was a huge undertaking and probably one of the biggest projects Jamestown has seen through the City Forestry Department, right?
Yes, and this was made possible by a negotiation by the City Forestry Department with Ottertail Power Company on behalf of Parks and Recreation at Hillcrest Golf Course.
So tell us a little bit. I mean, it starts kind of with the removal of some of these ash trees and stumps and kind of just refreshing that area a little bit, right?
Yes, Ottertail had approached Parks and Recreation, and then they told them to contact City Forestry because you need a permit to remove trees.
Right.
Ottertail was interested in removing those ash trees because it's risk to life and limb to trim them. They were growing into the power lines. They were all ash trees along 3rd Avenue underneath the power lines out there. And they were planted far too close together. They were older and declining anyway. So we worked out a deal where Otter Tail was willing to cover the cost of removal, stump grinding, and then purchase new trees to replace those.
Yeah.
And then they also sponsored a $10,000 tree nursery build, which is right next to the gravel bed nursery at Hillcrest on Park and Rec property.
Right. Okay.
That way we had a place to stage all of the trees because they paid for a lot of trees out there. I think we planted, it was 120 trees.
Oh my
and then
gosh.
There is approximately 100 additional evergreen trees being brought in and purchased by Otter Tail to be planted out there as well.
Wow.
And all of these trees are different species because we want to promote diversity. They're all suitable for planting under power lines. They're smaller trees.
That's kind of the whole goal, right? To plant those trees, but make them suitable for that area that they're going to be in.
Yes. Again, right tree, right place.
There you go. And this was, like I said, a huge project. And it looks like upwards of $250,000 to get this done, which is unbelievable, but a lot of people were able to make that happen.
Yes, it's estimated at a $250,000 project, and it was solely sponsored by Otter Tail. The city did the planting, like labor, along with Parks and Rec, who used an auger attachment with their skid steer.
Okay.
That was donated by Dakota Rental Center. So that made it a lot easier.
It helps a little
bit. And saved
a
lot of time with labor because we didn't have to dig all of those holes.
Awesome. So, and again, I'll remind everybody too, Sherry, that City Forestry was working with a nearly zero budget for 2018. So to get a lot of these projects done and to work with these different entities, it really means a lot for the Forestry Department for all the things you were able to get done.
Correct.
Yeah.
Included in the budget was not money to purchase trees.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, with the cuts and budget cuts throughout the state the past couple of years.
So again, lots of projects done. Sherry Steckler stepping away from the City Forestry Department, but I definitely can hang your hat on some of these amazing projects that you were able to get done in Jamestown and that we can look forward to for the next couple of years. And Sherry, anything else about your projects or about the City Forestry Department that you want to throw out there?
Well, I would just really like to thank Jamestown for the opportunity to serve my hometown as a city forester. And a special thank you to everyone who helped support City Forestry. And please, please plant trees, everybody.
But make sure you contact the City Forestry Department before you do so, right?
Right.
Right tree, right place.
If you're going to plant trees on your boulevard, call the City Forestry Department to get a permit, which is free. And there are also funds available in the Planting Partners Program.
Awesome.
Where you can get reimbursed for part of the cost of your street tree.
Perfect. There you go. Sherry, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.